You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning. It's Friday. Welcome to another edition of Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. John Easter, pleased to be with you here. As you know, it's 7:30 on a Friday. That means it's time for the big show. And of course, we're happy that you've joined us. We've got a great show ahead for you today. We'll be talking about the upcoming Ben Davis Staff musical with Mr. Zachary Smith and Ms. Amanda Masterson. That is the topic today on the show, so we'll get to that in just a second. But as you know, we cannot have a show, a Voices of the West Side episode, without talking about the thing over here to my left above the brand new neon sign in our studio. Go to our social media to check that out. But we cannot have a show without
the Big Board.
And that's right. It is time for the Big Board. We've got lots of things up on the Big Board this morning, so let's get right to it. First of all, tonight the Ben Davis Giants will travel to Westfield for a scrimmage in football tonight. That's coming your way at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. Also, lots going on in Westfield this weekend. With the LIV Golf Tournament up there and everything else. So remember that if you're heading out there to Westfield to see the Giants this evening. It is the scrimmage. We will not have a broadcast of that here on Giant 90.9. Our first broadcast will be a week from today, Friday night, the 22nd, as the Giants head over to Butler University to take on the Cathedral Irish, a 6 p.m. pregame with a 7 p.m. kickoff right here on Giant 90.9. I believe Bryson Hill and Tyler Stout have the call in that game. So that will be next week, next Friday night. But tonight, if you want to see some football action, head out to Westfield and see the Giants take on the Westfield Shamrocks. Westfield, of course, a contender in the state. Giants ranked as well, so it should be a great scrimmage. Also, this one coming up on Saturday the 23rd, it's Wayne Township Public Safety Day at Sam's Club at Rockville and 465. This is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lots of great things going on. We talked about it last week with Jeb Barden, the Wayne Township trustee. So if you have any questions or anything, you want to go back and listen to that on our podcast site at audioboom.com or anywhere else you get your podcasts, you can go back and listen to that, and all the information will be pushing more out on our social media at WBDG Indy. Coming up on the 27th here at Ben Davis, it's Senior College Planning Night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. So that's for seniors in the Ben Davis Theater that evening. You know, lots of big decisions ahead for some seniors as they decide the next step in their life. And if college is in that next step, you want to go to Senior College Planning Night from 5:30 to 7:30 here at Ben Davis. Of course, coming up Monday, September 1st, no school. It's Labor Day, Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end of summer. But that is, of course, a little bit sad, but we all know that the heat and the humidity and everything's going to be hanging around for a while. So it'll still probably feel like summer, but the unofficial end of summer is Labor Day coming up September 1st. No school, though, so that's good news. Coming up October the 11th, it is WBDG Alumni Day. We already have, I believe, 6 confirmations for that. So we'll start probably releasing some names and things for Alumni Day and what's going on. That evening should be a spectacular event. I said evening. It really goes all day, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And in my right hand, I have a late addition to the Big Board. It is the Out of the Darkness Walk coming up at Military Park on September the 6th. We'll have more about that in a couple weeks here on Voices of the West Side. But that's at Military Park. It's a 12:30 check-in with the walk about 2:30. The program starts then, and we're planning on having some live coverage of that event. If we can pull together a crew, for that day, which we always can. Emerson Allen, our former host of School Talk, usually heads that up, and we will have that event coming your way on September 6th. All right. That is going to do it for that thing over there on the wall we like to call the
Big Board.
Exactly. So yesterday I had a chance to sit down with two of the organizers of the staff musical here. The staff musical is Elf Jr. Going to talk much, much more about that in this interview, so I won't steal any of the thunder. Without further ado, here's me from yesterday with Mr. Zach Smith and Ms. Amanda Masterson talking about Elf Jr., the staff musical. Here we go. Well, good morning. This is John Easter here on Voices of the West Side, and I'm joined by two teachers here at Ben Davis High School, and we'll learn more about them here in a minute. But good morning to Mr. Zachary Smith and Ms. Amanda Masterson. Welcome to Voices of the West Side here on Indy's Giant 90.9. How are you this morning?
First of all, we're doing all right. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no. Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate you guys coming down. And, of course, coming up later on this year, November 21st and 22nd, the first ever Ben Davis staff musical. Now, this is pretty exciting. Certainly, it's something that, just like I said, it's the first ever, so it's never been done before, at least in modern history. I think we've had, like, talent shows and and things in the past, but this is, like, the first ever staff musical. So we'll talk a little bit about that as we go, but first of all, just tell our listeners about yourself and how you came to Ben Davis High School.
Again, I'm Amanda Masterson. I'm an economics teacher here. This is my fourth year here teaching, 16th year overall. I worked with Zach over at Arsenal Tech High School for several years, and he came here first and asked me to come, and so I did because it's a lot closer to my home, and I've enjoyed the last 4 years. There I taught government and economics, both AP and then general, and then here I've just teach solely economics, and I have never taught one course in my entire career, so it's a lot different, and I love economics, so I'm really excited to be doing that and being here at BD and being a giant.
Yeah, so as Amanda said, I kind of dragged her over here. So I teach social studies as well, particularly government for our seniors. And this is my ninth year teaching, fifth at Ben Davis. So I've spent more time here at BD than any other school that I've ever been at. And it's by far my favorite that I've ever taught at. So I taught over at Broad Ripple, Arsenal Tech, and then over here. You know, as Amanda said, this is a unique school. There's no question about that. We got a lot of talent here, not just within the staff, but within the student population. And there's so many opportunities at Ben Davis, as you well know, that there's no excuse for kids to not have a good time when they're here. And there's no reason why the staff can't say the same, right? And that's kind of what really spurred this project on a lot. The other thing is, too, is our experience at Arsenal Tech. So over there at Tech, they have a staff musical that they do. And this year is their 30th?
This year is their 29th. Next year will be their 30th.
Yep. So that's a long-established tradition over there of them doing it to benefit the Fine Arts Department. And we decided, because we were a part of it over there, when we came here, we figured, well, let's do that here. Let's see if we can get some buy-in. And we surely have, no question about that. So we're excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're staff full of hams here at Ben Davis. you know, you both mentioned your time in IPS. My dad was in IPS for 37 years, 34 years. You know, the idea of a staff musical, this is my 27th year at Ben Davis High School, so... You know, I've been around here for a while, and like I said earlier, I think, you know, one thing we've done as a staff, or one thing we've always tried to do as a staff, is kind of grow closer together.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, at times this is such a big place, and you get in your own hallways, and you know, I have Mr. Peters across the hall, Mr. Welch's, and Mr. Knudsen, and Mr. Goins, of course, from BDTV. But sometimes you don't get outside of your own hallway unless it's a staff meeting or Monday morning PDE or, you know, something like that. So, I mean, was that part of this as well, trying to foster kind of a staff mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the same thing at Tech when we were there. It's all in different buildings, so it was really hard to connect with other teachers. There was high turnover there as well, so like every year we had a significant amount of new teachers, and that all new teachers are nervous going into their first year, and so it created a greater sense of connection amongst the teachers in that environment, and we wanted to bring that here. Because like you said, we are kind of isolated in our classrooms, in our hallways, in our departments, and this is a very, very large school. It's sometimes overwhelming for a new teacher. It's also overwhelming for the kids, especially as we have transient kids coming in and out. And so we wanted that connection to be greater for the new teachers coming in and even the old teachers, because they don't know the new kids. And it creates more longevity amongst teachers because we're more connected based on the musical.
Yeah, I mean, as Amanda said, retention is kind of a key aspect of this, right? When we left Tech, I think it's safe to say that one of the things that kind of made us nervous about doing that was, well, we really liked the whole musical thing. We liked the camaraderie that we built with the teachers.
Yeah.
That was probably the best part about working there, was those relationships that we built with the other staff members.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it hard professionally to kind of leave. And we figured, well, if we do that here, maybe we can, you know, add an extra layer of retention. Not that we don't have a problem with that here, mm-hmm. at Ben Davis to begin with, right? As you said, you're here, you know, 28 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got a lot of stories like that of people that, you know, come through these halls as students and then come back as teachers and stay here for their entire careers.
Mm-hmm.
Not many schools can say that. And we wanted to make sure that, you know, through this project, hey, this is an extra selling point. Maybe, you know, that'll kind of motivate people to stay around because they build those connections, mm-hmm. And that intimacy within other, you know, with other staff members.
Their colleagues.
You know, you talk about teaching here and you know, being here as long as I have, I suppose. It's kind of weird because it sneaks up on you and, you know, you start looking around and you're like, wow, how did I get to be the old person here? When did that happen? It is, I mean, you do, and I think any teacher will tell you this at any school, some days you get the bear and some days the bear gets you. I think Coach Dullahan was the first person to ever use that quote, and it's so true. And then, you know, some days you feel like you're on top of the world and some days it's a struggle. So I think anything that keeps you here and you're like, I mean, it's just like the kids. We have so many activities here that you need a hook sometimes, mm-hmm. to kind of keep you going. So like, wow, this staff musical is something I can do that makes me forget about what I'm doing in class, mm-hmm. and the problems I'm facing, or, you know, just, I think that's good. So you talk about coming from Tech and how this is a long standing tradition. What's the response from the students when the staff musical plays?
So it's, the staff musical there is really, really big. It's probably their biggest event in the theater for the year. A lot of alumni come back to watch it who have previously been in plays. And then also a lot of the students come to see their favorite teachers, I mean, act a fool, let's be honest. Because the talent level is varying, and it doesn't matter what your talent level is, we're going to accept you and bring you in, because it's about having fun and getting to know each other. And we put on a pretty great performance, whether it's silly or highly professional looking at the end. And we do it with pretty minimal time and effort put into it, to provide this entertaining thing and to also put ourselves out there just like we require the kids to every day. So if we're asking them to get up and make a presentation that's making them nervous, we're going to put ourselves in a position that we're going to be nervous too, because most people that participate in the musical have never done one before.
Well, you talk about the schedule. What's that like? I mean, as far as the prep time that you guys have been casting, I know. So what is the process like before we get to November 21st and 22nd?
Yeah, so this project started, I mean, brainstorming, right?
Right, it was last year.
Well,
right?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, last school year.
To be fair, it was like the moment I got here and was like, I want this musical here.
That's true.
You want me here? I want this here.
She was hounding from the beginning, but... So we ended up writing a grant and getting $2,000 from the Wayne Township Educators Foundation.
Yeah.
Which basically is the seed money to help get this off the ground, to get scripts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So first we had to get buy-in to get a budget.
And that's something, too, that people don't realize is when you buy a script, that costs money. It's not – you can't just go download one off the internet.
Oh, no.
That's some, you're paying for the rights for that. And that – that could be expensive.
And it was.
It was a journey.
And we're trying not to get sued. that would be a perk of this.
Yeah, that would not be a good way to start off the staff musical.
No. Year one with a lawsuit, yeah. But we were able to get the funding for that, which is very helpful. And they also made it clear that this is going to be a one-and-done thing. They are going to help us get off the ground because they saw the vision for it. They saw how it could impact students and staff across the entire building, mm-hmm. And bring in the community. So they bought into it, but at the same time, from this point forward, it's on us now.
Yep.
So we've got some game plans for that to make sure that this continues year after year. But either way, that's kind of where it started. And then after that, it was like, all right, let's build a committee. Because if we can't get, like, you know, 10 staff members to help us split up the workload of this and plan for this... we're not going to get a cast of 30, right? So that was the next step, and we were able to make that happen. And we got a phenomenal team behind us here at this building from a wide variety of departments and backgrounds. Mm-hmm. That's helping us pull this off behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So we've been meeting and scheming and all that kind of stuff. and then when the time came, it was like, all right, let's throw out auditions and, you know, start – seeing who can buy into this, and I'm happy to say that we've got well over 30 staff members that are all in on this. We got a full cast, and cast list is actually dropping today, so that's going to be exciting.
So we're taping this on Thursday morning, so already know who's going to be what by the time this airs tomorrow morning on Voices of the West Side. That's pretty exciting. But just with the, I mean, how are you getting together and practicing and doing all this? Because I know it takes an effort.
Yeah, and we have limited time with 7:30 to 3:20.
Right.
Yeah, so the game plan here is what's everybody's availability, right? And based on that, we built out a rehearsal schedule that hopefully will accommodate everybody's, you know, extracurriculars and schedules. So basically the game plan is, having rehearsals on Mondays and Tuesdays, maybe an occasional Wednesday, depending, between now and November, the exception of fall break.
Right.
And then the week of the actual, musical, it's going to be crazy. We're going to try to do rehearsals
every night
after school. Yeah. So, to be clear, all of this is going to be happening after school hours. So every bit of the rehearsal time is volunteer, right? Nobody's getting paid for it. So, it's taking time away from their families. It's taking time away from their kids, to be able to do this. So the fact that this many people have bought in, kind of tells you the level of their commitment, to be able to sacrifice that amount of time, you know, for this project and for the students here at Ben Davis.
Yeah. A lot of it's on their own as well, not just rehearsals. So they're going to get the music and they're going to be listening to it and singing along with it as we go through this. I mean, I listen to it in my classroom to get buy-in for my students going into the musical. I will listen to it in my car on the way to work or taking my kids to soccer. No, not soccer. They're not in soccer. They're in baseball, but just listening to it all the time. So when we're at rehearsal, we're using the time wisely and not learning those materials. We have our first script read through next Tuesday after school so that they all know where their parts are going to be and how much they have to participate in the different scenes that are. And that's one thing that was lacking at Tech because we didn't do that. We just went.
The first time
we really did a full read through for the most part was the week of the play.
Yeah, that
which
that
is could, not something I want.
Yeah, that is not a good way of doing it. But it's somehow pulled together, and that
sometimes
a lot
that's
of
the fun of it, though.
Oh, absolutely, right? I mean, the kids are going to get to see us screwing up on stage,
right?
And just making it work, right? And that's going to be half the fun in a lot of ways. But we're going to try.
That's what we do every day.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's 100% true.
True.
It's like, oh boy, yeah. I'm punting on that. We're going to go to another thing.
But we're definitely going to try to make sure you get your money's worth out of your ticket for sure. Another fun thing that we got coming down the pipeline too that I don't know if you're aware of, to help get students to buy into this, is a Spirit Week. Kids love Spirit Weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So the week leading up to the play, we've got some a bunch of different ideas for, mm-hmm. you know, different days for dress up and whatnot. Door decorating contest.
Yep.
And what have you. So a lot of that coming down the pipeline. So just be on the lookout for that.
That'll be fun. Yeah. And by the way, I don't think we've established that it is Elf Jr. that is the musical. So falling right in there. Right before Thanksgiving, that'll be kind of leading into the Christmas season and the holiday season as well. So that is the performance. Just kind of on the backside, what is it like to try to get those rights to do Elf Jr.?
Well, so first of all, the reason we picked Elf Jr. to begin with, the junior aspect, this is a middle school production level, which means it's a shorter play. And basically easier on the staff members from a vocal standpoint, choreography, and time commitment. So that's why we ended up picking that.
So we're not doing Phantom of the Opera? Or
not yet. No. We're getting there.
That's next year.
Yeah, we got to build up. Right. Exactly. But that was a big key aspect of this. And then the reason we also picked Elf was, well, first of all, it's super popular, right? Everybody knows the story, ideally. Although we do have some members of the cast who haven't watched the movie.
Really?
Which we're going to have to fix.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't believe I've ever seen it all the way through, like in one sitting. I think I've seen the movie, but like bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can fix that. But the process of getting the rights was an absolute ordeal for a variety of factors, which I think Amanda can speak to a little bit better. When did we start this process? Was that back in May?
Mm-hmm, because as soon as we got the grant, we got it in May. We tried to start the process of getting a contract for the scripts. And so we started looking for distributors, and we saw two, but we had to establish an account with them. And we already have accounts with them, so we had to link our account to Ben Davis's account. And that took a minute, so we were under, like, negotiations with one. We got to the very final process, and then they were like, no. And I was like, oh, no. So I had to start over again with MTI, and once it was linked, once our account was linked to the general Wayne Township account, like, it went a lot smoother. The biggest thing was making sure our funding was proper through the grants onto what we could pay and purchase. And like once that was done, like everything came through and like it felt like two class periods. And so now we're just waiting for our scripts to come in because we have the rights.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we're doing everything by the book. Mm-hmm. Mr. Fraley, our theater teacher, we've been working with him a lot on this. And, you know, he made it very clear, like, hey, if you don't do this by the book, I could lose out on my account.
Yeah.
And then my theater program is ruined. How dare you? And it's no like, pressure. We want to make sure we don't do that. Don't want to tank a great program here at Ben Davis, mm-hmm. trying to do something fun. So that was another challenge for sure. And then also trying to get all the signatures on all the paperwork, which if you want to spend money here at Ben Davis, you need signatures from people. So chasing them down during summer, especially with the construction people moving offices.
Oh yeah,
that was a fun ride.
People being on vacation.
Yeah,
I was up here a lot. I'm like, are they here today? No, all right.
Yeah, we'll try tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that it's definitely been a ride getting up until this point, and we still haven't even started rehearsing yet.
Right,
the cast list hasn't even gone out yet. The excitement's building amongst the staff.
Yeah.
You can see it in the hallways, in the conversations. And now it's really starting to get real. Mm-hmm. We only got a few months left, and it'll be showtime.
Yeah, we were just, you know, we've got an event ourselves coming up in October. We're bringing in some alumni, and, you know, we do an alumni day. And was just looking at our calendar, and it's like, October isn't all that far away.
Uh-uh.
So we're, you know, starting to move that direction. And our Ours has a lot less moving pieces than yours, than the project you guys are working on. But man, it doesn't stop. I mean, we're almost already to September here.
Yeah.
Which is mind boggling. It seems like just yesterday we were all doing the hokey pokey in the
right.
Opening day. And here we are, what, almost 3 weeks in. Anything else that we've missed before I let you guys go?
Yeah. So one thing I do want to kind of bring up is the fact that, you know, all this planning that we've been talking about to go into the production in a few months, right? We're already planning next year.
That's cool.
Right? I mean, we've already started the process. Because, again, the goal of this is to turn it into an annual tradition, right? So we're not just looking at this year. We're already starting, you know, the prep time for next year. One of the big things that I would love to impress upon the listeners here is we could use your help. As mentioned, we got a grant to do this to get us off the ground. But what's going to keep this alive is you guys coming out to see the show.
Absolutely.
You know, getting those tickets, because the money from, you know, the sales of the tickets mm-hmm. goes into next year's production.
That was a question I was going to ask.
Yep, into the rights and everything that goes into the production itself.
Yep, and the other thing, too, is we're looking for some sponsors to help us out along the way. If that's something that you're interested in, you know, feel free to contact the school, let us know. We got some different perks as well for different levels of sponsorship that are out there. But all that to be said, ultimately, if we're going to make this a success, you know, we need that community buy-in mm-hmm. in addition to the students and the staff here at Ben Davis.
Yeah.
So if that's something that you're interested in, you want to come see the teachers make a fool out of themselves, come on down November 21st and 22nd. We'd love to have you here.
Well, once again, anything else before we go?
No.
All right. Well, November 21st and 22nd, you heard the dates. Elf Jr. Is the musical, staff music musical, first ever here at Ben Davis High School. We've been talking to Amanda Masterson and Zach Smith this morning here on Voices of the West Side. So I'm sure you can watch social media and everywhere else for information. It's going to be a big deal. So,
absolutely.
Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
All right. That's the staff musical coming up November 21st and 22nd. It's Elf Jr. That should be a lot of fun as they continue preparing for it. Here, I know during the back-to-school staff meeting, they had a little preview of it. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So definitely mark that on your calendar if you're interested. I know there'll be much more information coming your way. And I have not seen yet the cast list. So I will, I'm sure we'll see who's going to be what in the musical. And it should be a lot of fun coming up November 21st and 22nd. And just hats off to Mr. Smith and Ms. Masterson for all that they're doing to put this thing together, because they're spending a lot of their own time, I'm sure, away from their families and friends, trying to put this thing together and make it something really special, not only for staff, but also, as they said, it's really fun for students to come out and see their teachers kind of, you know, do something different, maybe see them in a different light than they see them every day in the classroom when they're learning reading, writing, and arithmetic, and you see them up in front of them putting themselves on the line. So hats off to everyone who's involved in the staff musical, because that's going to be a lot of fun. Elf Jr., November 21st and 22nd here at Ben Davis High School. And before we wrap up, once again, want to remind everyone, this is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. You can hear this show every Friday morning at 7:30 while the school season is in session, while we're in school. But also, you can hear a replay of this show on Sundays at 2 p.m. here on Giant 90.9. And if you just rather tune in anytime you want, as soon as I get in the office and stop the recording and get it turned around, this show will be up on our podcast site. So wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Voices of the West Side. And we appreciate you tuning in here to this public information show here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Next week, we'll be honored to have the principal of Ben Davis High School, Ms. Sandra Squire, will be our guest. Be talking about all the new stuff going on here, from the new professional development schedule to the construction I don't know if you've driven by the front of Ben Davis High School lately, but it looks a little bit different. Maybe from the outside, the new entryway is not as big of a shock as, you know, like a radical redesign. But once you get in that door, it is something else. It's much safer than it was before. Now people, you know, there's controlled access to the building, whereas before you came in, there was a bank of doors there that were locked. And you had to, like, buzz in to whatever office you went in, but you had to do that once you were in the building. Now you do it at that front door, so you can check in. There's one check-in point. All of the counselors and the administrators and everybody are in the same area, so it's much better for students. It's integrated with the cafeteria. I mean, it's amazing. So it's a brand-new entryway and a much safer situation for students and for staff and, you know, in this day and age, that's very critical. So that's going to wrap up Voices of the West Side. Join us next week. Once again, we'll have Sandra Squire, the principal of Ben Davis High School, with us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks again to Ms. Amanda Masterson and Mr. Zach Smith for joining us here on the show this week. And have a great weekend, everyone. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.